Welcome, everybody, to episode 369 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself. We're also joined by unidentified Brad the Brash. Gentlemen, how are you guys today?
We are good.
Yeah, right on.
I'd say
side by side, giving a reach around, possibly, or are we skipping that this week?
If you're side by side, you don't need to give a reach around.
Well, that's true. Well, you can. It's actually in the Kama Sutra, but
it's more of a reach over.
Yeah, reach over will work. Yeah. Hey, Eric, how are you, man?
I don't know, but I cannot read any Gamatsu article.
Yeah, well,
I think their servers are down. I hope you got them all up, because I can't read them.
I have none of them up, so we're going to be very limited on news today, which is fine by me. Yeah, it looks like their servers are down, so Gamatsu.
I can't get them either.
Yep.
We could always read the other ones hope that they'll be up by the time we're done.
Yeah, or we could just have a free-for-all talking about Star Wars like we were before. That'd be pretty cool.
Brad objects to the... Yeah.
Gamatsu, you failed us!
Yeah. Breakman, how are you? Break? Do we have break? Did we lose Breakman? Breakman, are you there? Sir?
You know what? I'll do a contingency.
He's broke.
All right. I'll go back to the evil S that must not be named. Full of similar articles.
Yeah.
Or we could just talk about what the subject is.
Yeah, I guess we can. Like, I can read the. You know what? That's what we'll do. We'll read the headline and go through it here. Hopefully, Breaker will be back in just a minute. But let's start with the first one. It's from Gamatsu. It says Trine 3 coming to PS4 before Christmas. So that's kind of interesting. What do you guys think of that? Trine 3.
I never finished the first one, so I don't know.
But you did like it, right, Mug?
I mean, I thought it was okay.
Yeah,
it wasn't like ooh, this is a great game. I need to finish playing it. And so obviously, right. Since I didn't finish it.
Yeah, Wyland says broke man. I think he is broke.
I don't think I have Trine 3 yet.
Yeah, whatever.
I heard. Actually, I thought I heard some kind of not so kind things about Trine 3, like some design issues that it had.
Yeah. Let us know in chat if you're still hearing us. I'm not 100% sure, but Trine 3 looks okay. Whatever. All right, let's move on to the next headline. Ni no Kuni 2, Revenant Kingdom, announced for the PS4. I don't have any details. I have no idea when the game's coming out, but it's been announced, guys. So,
I've read a little bit about it. Studio Ghibli is not going to be directly involved with it.
Whoa. That's actually a big, big news.
That might actually help, though.
Yeah, it may.
Yeah, my impression is that it probably will. I've been like reading some of the comments about it, and like basically kind of stating that the general impression that people seem to have is that the changes that are going to be made to it sound like they're going to be for the better.
Yeah. I liked the first game okay, but I did kind of get the feeling that someone else, like Ghibli, was involved maybe a little too heavily, and they kind of stunted the growth of that game. I don't know. What did you guys think? Like,
I think that from what little I played of the first game, I still need to finish it. But the thing I hated the most was that the AI of your partner characters, not even the monsters you fight with, is just absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, I mean, I heard the game had some design issues.
And if you paid attention to the story at all. I've listened to podcasts about the story, and the White Witch part of the game feels completely tacked on and unnecessary and poorly written.
It is. That's exactly right, Eric. That assessment is spot on.
How far did you get in the game?
I got like about three quarters through the game. I think I beat that game. So,
from what I could tell, the game definitively ended at the end of the first arc, and then they added this new arc, and it does nothing to the game.
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, ruins the ending of the first.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says combat AI was pretty dodgy. Whoa, what's going on there?
And as far as Studio Ghibli is concerned, I don't think their management is as good as it was in the past. And
Dungeon Buster also says too much micromanaging, and I completely agree with that. Daryl High, Frank Branches, says you need to speak up.
I also hated that you could give your AI partners orders, but you couldn't have them retain those orders in between battles. Yeah. You do it every frickin' time.
Yeah, this is kind of Ni No Kuni in a nutshell. Dungeon Buster kind of... this is a good description. Heal me, please. Dies even with healing monster summoned. So, yeah.
I heard the game was actually surprisingly difficult.
It's not that difficult. I didn't have a tough time with it. So,
well, rather, I should say, like, it's difficult because of mechanical issues.
Yes, that's a better assessment for sure, Mug. They're having a hard time hearing you, Mug, but I can hear you. So, you know, it is what it is. We're doing guerrilla radio today, so you know it is what it is.
Well, as long as Frank can hear me, it should be fine on the recording. So
yeah,
fuck him.
It'll be fine. So fuck chat is what Mug says. So
yeah.
The real high Frank Branches says, "I am so old. I farted and broke my hip." Yes,
you farted and broke your head.
He said hip.
You broke your head and your hip?
Well, maybe.
Is that what happened?
I mean, you get one of
those.
That
must have been a powerful fart. Like, yeah, did it come out your nose too or some shit?
I was going to say, you know, that sucker, sometimes it'll knock you right off your chair, you know? So,
I had a hash brown and egg frittata, what can I say?
Yeah. All right, let's go move on to the next headline from Gamatsu. Neo, coming west. There's a new trailer for Neo.
Wait, is the real high Frank Branches MXT or is it you, Breakman?
It's MXT. It's MXT. It's got to be MXT. It's either MXT or Freak 5, but my guess is MXT. So, all right. I don't know anything about Neo. I haven't seen the new trailer. I usually review
them. It looks like a Japanese version of The Witcher.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, I like games like that.
And but
it's starring Keanu Reeves.
Starring Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Neo, right?
Yeah, that's Neo.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah. All right, next story from Gamatsu. It says Roguelike Brutal announced for the PS4. So mm-hmm. There's another Roguelike
Brutal.
With a at sign.
It's called the Commercial A.
Yeah, whatever.
Commercial A.
It's actually called a Commercial A.
Yeah. Roguelike Poodle, exactly.
That's what I thought. It's like, yeah, it sounded like you said Boodle. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Poodle.
Oh,
poodle. Brute. Yeah, Poodle.
It's basically, the word is all. It's where you spray Brute on your enemy.
Yeah, Brutal. Yeah, that would be cool. Like the old Spice commercials. Or
I want to know more about the Poodle game.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Have a dog RPG. I've said that on this show before. There should be a dog RPG. That'd be badass.
Wasn't there some game that was kind of a similar bent where you had to, I guess the closest thing is maybe Tokyo Jungle.
Yeah. Hey, Gripper just joined the chat. What's up, Gripper?
Oh, no, not Gripper. I mean, hi, Gripper. How are you?
Exactly. All right, next story from Gamatsu. Yakuza 5 launches December 8th. So it's coming to the West on the PS4. December 8th. I don't think that's too
surprising.
That was a
couple days ago.
Yeah. Well, so it's
I think I got screwed out of review code because I didn't click on the survey enough because I was in Vegas over the weekend, and that's when I got the email.
Yeah. You poor, poor thing.
I know. I feel so bad for you, man. You were in Sin City lamenting the news. Yeah.
No. Well, I didn't get any winnings from the slot machine. Then again, I only played once.
Yeah.
And I put a dollar in.
Should have played.
Whoa! You only played. You went to Vegas and you only played one slot machine.
Yeah.
You know, in almost if not every casino, it's alcohol's free if you're gambling.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you can just sit in the penny slots.
Because they want you to keep gambling.
Yeah, I know. But you can stay over like in the penny machines, and
I'm not a drinker though.
Yeah, he's not. You're
although I did get a big strawberry daiquiri.
I saw that shit on Facebook, Eric. I was going to ask you about that, man. It looked awesome, man. It looked like you had a really
good
really
drink it all, though, but so by the time I got back to the hotel, it was slush.
Yeah. Hey, Freak 5 is in chat.
Like,
what's
super
up?
Slush, I mean.
Whoa!
Like,
yeah, Freak 5.
Looks like we got a full house today, which is awesome. So, Welcome in, guys.
Although I did, I don't know, you can call winning that I went to some nice restaurants and I saw a Cirque show. Called
that's
Kava.
Cool. Yeah, that's right. That's cool, man.
I really want to see Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller are awesome, man.
They weren't playing.
They weren't? Damn, you didn't get a chance to see Penn and Teller.
Well, I didn't see any advertisements, so I assume they weren't around.
No, they're at the Rio, which is just off the strip, man. You have to go...
Yeah, that's probably way out of our way.
Yeah. Well, it's not super far out of the way. It's like a couple blocks.
It's called Sin City because even devout Catholics like my parents didn't go to church on Sunday because it's not like there is a church around there anyway.
Freak 5 is freaking out in chat. He says, Mug is back. So he's super excited for you to be back. Can you give him a holy dungeon? They're asking for the holy dungeon.
Although, what did suck is that we walked around so much on Sunday that my toenail had gotten a little too large on one end.
Ouch.
And I guess it dug into my skin. Yuck. And then I got infected.
Oh, ingrown toenail.
It's good now. I mean, it still kind of hurts, but it's mostly healed up.
Have you ever heard the initials TMI?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move.
Well, don't you hate that when that happens?
Yes, it sucks, dude.
I definitely hate when I get TMI.
I hate when I get TMI.
Too much information.
All right, next story or headline from Gamatsu is Final Fantasy VI.
I think we skipped the most important part of this headline.
What was it?
But Yasuke Zero's gotten announced for the West.
Oh, that's cool. There you go.
Hopefully we'll get 6 and the remake of the first game called Kiwami.
Yeah. All right, this is other decent news, I guess. Final Fantasy VI coming to the PC Steam December.
This isn't decent. Wait. This is terrible. This is a smartphone port. Yeah, last week we talked about the possibility of it coming. This is official confirmation.
No, you weren't here last week. Me and Frank talked about this game, this exact headline last week.
Yeah, I listened to the show, though. Oh.
Yeah. We did talk a little bit about it, but the actual date is December 16th. I don't think we had a definitive date on that.
Nope. Like next week then.
Yeah, I think we did talk about this, break that it was the
It was a listing for the ESRB. I'm the one that supplied the news article.
Does it still play out like Final Fantasy VI?
Yeah.
Is it still the same game as Final Fantasy VI?
Not yeah, really. We know you don't like it, Mug.
Yeah,
no, it's not. That's not my point. Is that I'm so fucking bored of people whining about the visuals.
Well,
I want a 3D remake. That they've done so many 3D remakes, it feels like they've just ignored that one.
I know. I guess if you ignore the visuals, it's still Final Fantasy VI. If you don't mind playing on a mobile screen,
yeah, I don't want to do that.
I can't draw myself away from Record Keeper long enough to do anything else.
Yeah, Breakman has a point. I'd prefer a 3D. Remake of it, but whatever. Let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. Summon Night 5 launches December 15th in North America. This is not a surprise to me. I played the Summon Night series. I think every single one.
You've not played any of the strategy RPGs, though, which is what they're known for.
Yeah, not the strategy one. These ones, like the action RPGs I've played.
The real games.
Yeah,
The real case is not the thing I hate.
Yeah, exactly, Mug. Thank you.
Frank refuses to think while playing his video games.
Exactly. Fuck things.
I think some of the X on the DS played a little bit like an RTS.
Oof, RTSs, man. Don't get along with those.
Dead or Alive.
And you know what's funny? Like, I really should because I have ultimate patience, but I just don't have patience for those games.
I think StarCraft Story played like a dungeon crawling version of a Tales game.
Yeah. Freak 5 is asking if anyone has played Infinite Undiscovery. We've talked about that game before.
It's awful.
No, it's
not
that bad.
Don't even remind me.
I think I gave it a 6 out of 10. I didn't think it was as bad.
Too soft. It deserves a 4.
No. It's not that bad. It's all right. It's an average game.
Frank, this is just you accepting the little games that we got on 360 that were RPGs.
It wasn't that bad. You're way too harsh on it, Eric. Like we always expect greatness every game. Not every game can be fucking.
The twins in that game were creepy looking.
Yeah, that's true. Freak 5 says Frank playing video games is like Donald Trump running for president. Fuck off, Freak 5.
They both refuse to think.
So true.
You know what? Actually, Donald Trump knows damn well what he's fucking doing.
Goddamn right.
Just
so look at
him, fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
apparently, one of the creators of the Pirate Bay wants Trump to win because he wants America to fail so hard that they'll be forced to start over.
That's
I saw one thing
thinking.
Where they described Trump's campaign as a false flag for the Democrats, basically like ruining the GOP's chances of winning.
Yeah, yeah, and I saw something else comparing Donald Trump to Hitler, which was interesting.
The Republican Party is going to get him out of the Republican Party.
I want to flog that person because Godwin's all shit.
Then he's gonna split off into his own party, and it'll be like the Ross Perot days.
Oh
where,
my God! You know, don't remind me of that.
Tons of people vote for him, and then tons of people vote for the other guy, and then
see, in other words, he's destroying.
Oh shit! That's exactly what happened last time.
Yeah, that's exactly. Dungeon Buster said there was a great combat system, but shaky everything else on Infinite.
Yeah, that's what Tri-Ace usually does. They'll have an ingenious. Or at the very least, interesting battle system. But they'll
if it's good enough,
having a terrible story or visuals or other mechanics in the game that just ruin the experience, which is what Indefinite Discovery is.
Yeah, the visuals were not great.
Indefinite Discovery.
Yeah,
I would be more up for something with good combat system and a bad story, as opposed
Final
to the opposite
Fantasy
way around.
Yeah. I agree.
Final
for
Fantasy
sure.
Fantasy X too. Perfect thing. The great combat system.
Yep.
Weird. Lost story.
Like I said, for every good idea that game had, it had an equally bad idea, like escort missions and then weird RTS like tower defense like sections that didn't make any sense, but you just muddle through them anyway. But and then stuff like the mechanic where during certain parts of the game, like the weather will change, and then after you get like through the first half of the game, it will introduce another weather mechanic that will slowly make your characters potentially become insane. Yeah. And I don't think there's actually a way to cure it. And it'll just become an eyesore to you. Yeah. So you have to save pretty much whenever you can. Maybe there is a way to cure it, but the game didn't really explain it all that well.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I liked it okay. It was just okay. But let's move on to a better than okay game, I guess. Final Fantasy VII Remake will be broken up into episodes. This comes to us from...
Also, there's another thing I need like to say about Infinite Undiscovery. It basically rips off... The latter half of the game basically rips off the last sequence of events in Final Fantasy IV.
All right.
But they literally walked to the moon instead of riding on a whale.
Yep. Speaking of Final Fantasy, this comes to us from Destructoid. After a divisive gameplay reveal at PlayStation Experience, looks cool, I'll play it. We're getting word from the Square Enix that the Final Fantasy VII remake will be told across a multi-part series. We don't know how many episodes or how often they're released. So in other words, this is a non-story. But the story here is... broken up into episodes on the Final Fantasy VII remake.
I love this so much, you guys don't even know.
Why?
Why?
Because, okay, Final Fantasy VII has never been my favorite of the series. I don't have anything against it, per se, but I've never been like, ooh, Final Fantasy VII's greatest game ever, whatever.
No, I've got a lot of things against it.
Yeah,
but
I do too.
I'm wading into the comments section on like Destructoid or Kotaku, and so I'm just watching all these fanboys bitch and moan, and I'm like, "Give me your tears! Your tears are so delicious. I love it."
Yeah. I think if they have the opportunity to expand Midgar itself and let us actually explore it, then making it episodic actually makes sense from a financial and a logistical standpoint.
Oh God, it
I mean, I think
me
the game.
But there's also potential for them to screw it up royally, yeah. And Square usually does screw up.
Yeah, hang on.
Hang on a second. I would say that what tiny, tiny fragment of the game we've seen reminds me of Crisis Core, which doesn't strike me as a bad thing. But honestly, people are bitching and moaning about it because, like, longtime fans of the game are like, we want it to be exactly like the original, only better, which is literally impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it'll, you know, of course they're going to try and expand. I'm thinking, okay, maybe they'll try and fix some of the plot holes in it and kind of put together some of the lore that they've added, you know, they kind of pasted on after the fact.
Maybe some of the graphics will at least be consistent.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, okay, maybe they'll be able to use some of the stuff they created for Advent Children and, all that CG stuff and, you know, turn it into real-time visual, you know, visual aspects and make the game flow better than it did originally.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of breaking it up, but, you know, I can understand
the I just don't like the prospect of potentially paying for three $60 games.
Yeah.
Because you know they're going to charge you $60.
Oh, they're going to charge more than that, man. Watch and see. Those episodes are going to be hefty, man, and they're going to charge you 15 to 20 each episode. They're going to break it up into, like, probably 6-7 episodes, and there you go.
I said they could probably do 3 or maybe possibly 4, because, like, the first part could be Midgar, then the second part could be the rest of Disc 1, and the third part could be Disc 2 and 3, because Disc 3 is basically just one dungeon.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster brings up a good point. He says, I'm not a fan of Final Fantasy VII either, but the episodic bits could work like expansions to a base game, adding new towns, area, etc., like RPG pointed out with the potential for a bigger Midgard. I don't know, man. I'm not doing it. I'm not down. I'm not a big Seven fan. I never have been. It definitely is a very important game in the RPG world, but I think...
Or the first episode could be about Avalanche, and Cloud doesn't even get introduced until episode 2.
Brad is exiled. You're exiled, Brad. Saying 9 is the worst.
Brad hasn't even played part 9.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't say that.
I've never played Final Fantasy IX either, because by then I'd already moved on. By the time that game came out, I'd already moved on to the PlayStation.
You gotta play 9, man. 9's awesome.
Nine is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to port it to a mobile.
Speaking of games, playing on PlayStation.
I don't see why not. They've translated the PlayStation 2 games to the mobile device.
Well, the thing is, you also have to remember, Final Fantasy IX, it really traded so heavily on nostalgia that it was kind of a perfect storm of, you know, of like when it happened and the platform on which it happened, and, you know, really your best bet is just like buy the digital release on the PSN and play it.
So Final Fantasy VII,
I personally, I think it will come out eventually again. They'll re-release it, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
It'll probably just be a straight port or emulation. I don't think they're going to do anything major to it.
Oh my god, if they don't, that would really...
They'll probably do 8 first before they do 9.
They'll add HD resolution and trophies and charge you $49.99 for it. Yeah,
probably. All right.
How much is the one that's going up, that's on the PS4 right now? That came out this week.
Yeah.
I
think it's like, isn't that like $15?
It's $15, but they had it an immediate sale on it, so you get it for like $10.49 or something like that.
Yeah. Why don't you just get the Steam version and mod it to hell to make it more fun?
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next story. Breakman, do you have next one? Old school.
Old school. Ooh, coming to us live from Silicon Era. Old school style turn-based RPG Under Rail leaves early access on December 21st. Oh my god. Stygian Software has announced its old school style turn-based RPG Under Rail. I hate the name.
It's got a sequel.
I don't know. Maybe it's got a point in the story. I'm sure it does.
Actually, this just came in. There is a sequel called Underwire to this RPG. So, be on the look for that.
Underrail has been in early access since September 2013. Oh, shit. But has been in development for over 3 years.
Early access period.
No shit.
This just in. The sequel is very uncomfortable for women to wear for long periods of time.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's exactly right.
Since then, it has managed to maintain a very, very positive, quote-unquote, rating on Steam of nearly 350 reviews. Given that this is an isometric RPG set in a future in which the Earth's surface has been ravaged... Gee, what a shock. Comparison to the early Fallout games wouldn't be amiss here. Is there ever a futuristic game that doesn't happen after the apocalypse?
Yeah, I know.
RPG?
I know.
There were a few.
Besides, like, Mass Effect. I can't really think of any.
Xenosaga ones that were futuristic in there?
Yeah, that's a good point. Xenosaga.
Granted, they sucked, but...
Xenosaga wasn't terrible. I liked
Xenosaga. Xenosaga was kind of a mess.
Xenosaga was one of the worst RPGs.
Xenosaga 2 was just... Forget about Xenosaga 2 and just move on to 3 and just play 3.
They just need to remake Xenogears because that was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That was great.
Just read the cliff notes of the plots of of the plot of Xenosaga, but just skip straight to 3. Just ignore 2 because 2 might as well need exist because nothing of importance actually happened.
Xenosaga had the most boring combat system and one of the most boring story plots, really. There was only, with the exception of the robot, the robot who had no personality was the most interesting character.
Yeah. What was his name again?
Evangelion.
Ziggy.
No. Cosmos.
Cosmos. Yeah, Cosmos.
That one. Never mind.
Freak 5 says, whoa, Frank exiled someone?
He must technically not... the other one's a cyborg, so I guess you're right. Robot.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, whoa, Frank exiled someone? He must not be high tonight.
But technically, for plot-related reasons, Cosmos could also be considered a cyborg.
Yeah, definitely not true, Freak.
But I think she was the only really interesting character.
Oh my God,
and there was so much story in that game.
What? I like that game quite a bit. But anyways, Freak 5.
I will say one thing about Xenosaga. I remember my friend Chris playing it in Japanese and telling me how he sat through a 30-minute cutscene, you know, getting prompted to save, and then sitting through another 20-minute cutscene.
Yeah,
at least it prompts you to save, unlike Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah.
And I don't have problems with long cutscenes as long as they're interesting, like the Metal Gear games, especially like the early Metal Gear Solid. Like, yeah, I think the second one had some really long cutscenes, but they were interesting.
I like
the only good part of Xenosaga 2 was the intro when you get to ride in an A eggs, or I think that's what they were called, as Jin.
AGWS.
Yeah, I like those games quite a bit, actually. They're not too bad.
Well, you have horrible taste in games. We've
established. Get out of here.
You like the Xenosaga games?
Exiled. I do. I like all. The first one was okay.
Like Dragon Quest, his taste cannot be.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dragon Quest too. I
Exiled!
Xenosaga was so boring.
Fucking are all exiled, every one of you. I am.
The combat was boring. The main character in Xenosaga, I wanted to wring her fucking neck. She was so goddamn annoying.
Yeah, there was some annoying characters.
She gets better, but she's kind of annoying.
They could call that game cutscene the game, and it would be a pretty accurate description. Freak 5, I've had my share today, for sure.
Wait, Xenosaga. Brad says somebody's been exiled.
Only slightly better than Heavy Rain. Yeah.
Freak 5 says he's surprised Brake doesn't mispronounce his own name. I think we're all surprised.
Frank, who said that? Where?
Frank did get called out by Brad for the way he says exiled.
Exiled! Get out of here, son of a bitch.
Now you got it right.
Oh, boy. All right. Long cutscenes do not suck. They're awesome. It's a reason that I like playing some
games. Well, no, I will say, hang on. I wouldn't say they're inherently awesome. They can be awesome if they're done well. Like Metal Gear Solid 3 handled them very well. Most games do not.
Let's see. MXT says, Asmosius, I can't believe I'm saying this. I agree with you about not being that into Final Fantasy VII. And then he says, now give me a Wicked Radio gift card.
Does Wicked Radio sell gift cards?
No, but there's one in the mail
that
for
were
you.
Really in the Final Fantasy VII, I think for a lot of them, it was one of, if not the first RPG they played.
Yeah,
for people who were already into RPGs.
Yeah. Yeah,
not big fans. I don't think any of us.
Well, I mean,
really
there's no disputing that FF7 was revolutionary and that it impacted the entire market after everything.
Yeah,
that came out.
It had great,
not just the RPG
great cutscenes and this epic story, but there were so many like just visual problems with it and loading problems, stuff like that. That was just
not to mention the legendarily bad translation.
Yeah,
the it was also buggy as hell because basically they took the entire thing. It's like they got it into a stable state and said,
"Ship it."
So should we take the debug room out? No, you'll break it. We'll just leave it as is.
Yep. No, everything's true that you guys said.
I think those are called famous last words.
All right, let's move on to the next story here. Eric, do you have it? It's the Korean rhythm.
Yes, Korean rhythm RPG is designed for the visually impaired from Silicon Era. South Korean studio Danuan is looking to raise $1,000 on Kickstarter to fund the English localization of its rhythm RPG for smartphones, G-Oom. The idea behind G-Oom is that it's accessible to people who are visually impaired. As such, all the moves and attacks the character makes are based on sound and rhythm combinations.
What was that movie with Rutger Hauer and he was a blind guy? Wasn't it called like Blind Fury or something?
Blind Fury, one of the best fucking movies ever made.
I love that movie,
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That was one of the best B movies.
You should probably watch Zatoichi because it's also about a blind dude.
Mm-hmm. It has Rutger Hauer in it. I don't know if that other movie would have Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Hauer.
Also, Zatoichi also had some horrible, horrible CG blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just Blind Fury is where it is, man.
Anyways, says you tap and swipe the screen to match beats. The story is set during the feudal Korea and it follows a band of traditional Korean musicians. Being based on a folktale, these musicians are on a quest for humanity to receive the gift of light and music that was given to them by their god. And they have pledged to donate $1,000 to charities that support the visually impaired for every 100,000 installs after it's launched.
Yeah. I like the idea of this.
You need a mobile to play this.
This is what I don't understand about this particular Kickstarter. I'm not going to go on the Kickstarter rant that you guys all think I'm going to do. But what, $1,000?
They probably just need the money for the localization.
Just fucking work for it. Like, work at Burger King or something. Jesus Christ, $1,000, man. Fuck.
Well, we're not going on the Kickstarter,
man. God, man. Dungeon Buster says Blind Fury is awesome. It even had.
It's like a GoFundMe.
Ugh, that's stupid. I don't understand it. But Blind Fury is awesome. It even had Sho Kasuji.
Something tells me that the rest of the cost for the translation is probably being covered by the publisher, but they probably want proof of interest before they'll commit to it.
Yeah. Actually, what did you say Sho Kasuji?
What's that?
Did you just say Sho Kasuji?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. This on a completely side note, so you know who that is. You know, like the Canon films and all that stuff of the 80s, late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a movie, there's a documentary about Canon films on Netflix. It's called Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah,
You'll love it. It was awesome.
Yeah, I gotta watch that, man. I watched it
last night. It was amazing.
It's kind of along the same lines of Kung Fu and all that type of stuff. Is that Goofy Kung Fury on Netflix as well? If you're interested,
yeah, Kung Fury.
Yeah, I like that. It's pretty. It's all right. It's not the greatest thing I've ever seen, but it's good for 45 minutes of fun. Let's see. They're talking about the movie Blind Fury, which is awesome. Let's move on to the next. Story which comes to us. Do you have yours up, Mug, or do you just want me to read it, dude? Nobody can really hear you too well.
If it's silicone raw, I can bring it up.
Dude, I'll just read it, dude, because people are having a hard time hearing you anyways, dude.
Screw them.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on!
All right, go ahead, man.
In the ear.
Yeah, go ahead. You ready? You got it up? That's what she said.
I thought you were like, I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
Visual novel explores the issues informing the 1998 Indonesian riots. Oh. China-based Aerotest Studio has released the English version of its visual novel, May Jasmine Episode 01, What is God? A Lie, on Steam. It takes place during the time of Indonesia's riots in 1998, which were triggered by economic problems and led to violence toward ethnic Chinese in the country. I feel like I'm reading the opening scroll for The Phantom Menace. The riots are what led to Indonesia's second president to resign after 31 years. You'll follow a Taiwanese accountant named Yu Chen after he finds a job in Indonesia with a friend named Zhu Jin. From this position, Yu Chen He encounters a number of characters with different ethnic backgrounds, including Chinese, and Chinese.
Yeah, exactly.
That was just me making shit up. Yu Chen Wan, the little daughter of Zhu Jin, questions where her home truly is and her self-identity. Ping Hong Miao, a going-to-be mother, also known as an expectant mother to those of us who understand English, a Chinese teacher, contributes her love to all future generation. Melati, the little girl from local Indonesian family, best friend of Yuchin, has her biggest wish as world peace. I have so much faith in the quality of this localization.
I know, it's going to be awesome, man.
The Chinese version of What is God came out earlier this year. The rest of the trilogy, May Jasmine Episode 2, What's Justice, and May Jasmine Episode 3, What is Love?
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Don't make me do it.
Yet to be released.
Don't make me do it, man.
Does anybody love anybody?
Oh, my God.
I think it's interesting, though, that Chinese devs are getting into the visual novels on stateside level.
Or
that China's even doing visual novels in the first place.
Freak 5 says he watched Freddy Got Fingered last week. That's pretty disgusting.
Why? That's an awful movie.
I went to see that in the theater and was forced to say through the fucking thing because I was the passenger. I didn't drive there. I rode with somebody.
Oh, that's
one of the worst fucking movies I've ever seen. Thank you for ruining all this good talk. We were talking about good stuff like Blind Fury, and you bring this up.
Wait a minute. That's a movie? I thought he was just talking about his weekend. Like, whatever. All right, let's move on to the last story. Last story coming from Silicon Era. Nakamura Games' next Otome visual novel is Age of Discovery. I'm gonna do a sultry take.
I wonder if that's a euphemism for 16-year-olds being able to fuck.
Oh my god! Nakamura Games, publisher of Princess Battle,
16-year-olds can fuck now as long as they don't take pictures of it.
Yeah, exactly. Has announced its next visual novel project. It's Hazuki's Age of Discovery: The World Brought to You, an otome game that deals with love and alchemy. Celeste is an alchemist. She's been studying her whole life, but circumstances may lead her down a different path. Because of shifts in power, she might not get to be the royal alchemist like her father before her. Instead, she'll have people competing for her aid, as well as her heart. Nakamura Games has confirmed that Age of Discovery, I think that's supposed to be Discovery, not Discovery.
Discovery, yeah, I like to have written.
The world brought to you is an entirely new game from a Japanese developer. It isn't a localization of a previously released Hazuki game. So, you got that to look forward to. So sometime in 2016. I hate these non-stories, man. If there's no date attached, it's a non-story. So, whatever.
No, it's a thing. We can always mention it as a thing.
It's a thing, I guess. So, all right, any homie discounts this week?
The character designs look a lot very similar to those in Amnesia and Code Realize, from what I can tell.
It doesn't look
Speaking
too bad.
Of, on the discounts, by the way, PSN has their holiday sales going on. I wanted to say that Bastion was discounted to $2.85. If you haven't played this game, get it.
What is it really called again?
Bastion. B-A-S-T-I-O-N.
Oh, Bastion's
is that
awesome.
Just for the PS4 version?
I don't know if it's just for PS4, but that's where I saw it.
Yeah, Bastion.
The PS4 port of Final Fantasy VII is there for like $10.85 or something like that.
We had Kasavin, Greg Kasavin, on talking about Bastion a while back. Bastion's an excellent, excellent game. It's a it's just one of those fun kind of what would you call that, isometric type RPGs?
It's an isometric action RPG.
Yeah, and it's great. It's a great game. It's got a good little story. The controls work pretty well on it. There's
not all the time.
Yeah, most of the time.
The writing is really good.
Yeah, the writing is excellent in that game for sure.
I gave it like a 7.5.
You monster.
Yeah, no, it's
I like Transistor a lot more.
I think I gave it an 8.5. I haven't played Transistor. I got to play Transistor.
Transistor, they're very different games.
Yeah. Well, which is fine. I mean, that's good. So, what other homie discounts? Anything else? Buy two get one free at Best Buy or something, right?
It's not actually an RPG, but if you guys remember Shadow Complex. Yeah. If you go to Epic Games website, you can get Shadow Complex for free.
Ooh, wow.
On PC only. You have to download their little client.
Yeah, it's a DRM free version though.
Where is this? I'm gonna have to download it. That's a good game.
I think it's like EpicGames.com, but they put Shadow Complex Remastered. Just Google it and you'll find it.
And the console versions are coming out sometime next year, early next year.
That's a good Metroidvania.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. But yeah, you can get it for free this month, like all of December.
That's cool. If you have PC, go out and get that game. I've heard nothing but great things about Shadow Complex. All right.
And since it's free, you don't have to worry about funding Orson Scott Card.
Yeah, that's also true.
If you have an ethical issue with Orson Scott Card's homophobia, then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Let's move on. Any other discounts? Is that buy two get one?
There's actually on the Google Play Store. SNK is having a sale on all of their games right now.
Oh, cool.
Unfortunately, most of them are fighting games, and the ones I've tried to play are
Not necessarily SNK, just Neo Geo in general.
Yeah, you're right. Neo Geo, but there's also like the Metal Slug games, which might translate pretty well to mobile.
Yeah.
Some of them are Steam keys, and some of them are just DRM free versions.
There are only 5 Steam keys in that package. There's the Metal Slug 1, Metal Slug X, and Metal Slug 3.
Well, at the moment, because like there might be more games they might add next week.
Yeah, but like, there's also King of Fighters 98 Ultimate Match and King of Fighters 2002 Unlimited Match, and that package is easily worth it for those two games.
Mm. Yeah, $10 that will give you all the games that they're offering currently.
Chat is blowing
and
up.
Whatever games come out later that they throw in later.
Chat's blowing up with the Tom Green talk. I really like the MTV show, not so much the movies. I did like Road Trip was okay, but other than that,
I like Road Trip. That's the only thing with Tom Green in it that I can even sit through.
Yeah, I do like the MTV show. That was pretty funny. I remember an episode that always cracks me up where he made a statue of his parents. Like the dad had a belt and was like kind of beating the mom. The mom was like, you know, on the ground like cowering. It was actually pretty funny, but whatever. All right, let's move on.
Moria in chat says Tom Green is full body cancer.
Do we do our homie discount?
I had the review.
Be it sidelined by
I did mention it, Eric.
Yeah. But I want to get 2.
Yep. I want to get 2 at Best Buy. So
it ends soon. Mm. It's like I think as of this week it'll be it'll end tomorrow. Oh well. Never mind.
You'll get it. You still might get it. A chance to get that online maybe. But all right, any Twitter stuff? Break.
And it's not like I can afford to pay for most of the stuff anyway.
Yeah. Nothing on Twitter, Break?
No, not since last week. I'm sad.
But if you're listening live, you do have the opportunity to go out and buy stuff right now. And I think the sale lasts the day it closes. That's just the last day. Yeah. So you'll at least have half a day to get stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to what we've been playing. I actually have something different that I played this week, guys, if you guys can believe it. I did play a little Marvel Puzzle Quest, but I did get a chance to play Yoshi's Woolly World. And, yeah, Break is dying because because I actually played something different than Marvel Puzzle Quest. It so far, I'm really digging it. I got it up to level...
Did you go to, like... Marvel Puzzle Quest Anonymous or something.
No,
yeah,
next
time you say something that's completely unexpected, warn me so I'm not like drinking or something. You know, are you trying to kill me? Is that what this is?
Well, you know, one at a time, Break. One at a time. Marvel,
you'll get us one at a time.
he's already sent 5 hitmen after me, and I kill everyone.
Hey, Brickman, the best plus of Yoshi's Woolly World is that you don't have to worry about Baby Mario because he's not in the game.
And I have not sent the ninjas yet, Mario.
Yeah, see, the thing is, there used to be several co-hosts on this show, other people, and we've all thought they've just moved on. But
no,
that's
turns out they're all dead.
Yeah, they're all dead. This is
like the Running Man game show. They didn't get this vacation island. No, they're dead.
Exactly. Right.
Stealth is still alive though because he's stealth.
Yeah. Freak Five says he's going to give us a would you rather in chat. So
he did, and we don't want to read it.
I'll read it. I'll read it, Freak Five.
No, me and Mori have already disapproved of it.
Yeah. Well, All right. So Yoshi's World, Woolly World, it's super cute. I think it's actually a pretty amazing game. It reminds me a tad of the style of Little Big Planet, obviously, like Sackboy, which is another good game. Yeah, I agree.
I never liked that one.
I liked it. I liked it pretty good.
One of the few chances I've got to play on the PS3.
Yeah,
Little Big Planet is one of the great games.
The controls are a lot better on Yoshi's Woolly World, for sure. There's no question.
It does have that floaty jump thing.
The other
one we just talked about.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's you do have the option to kind of float, like to get higher, like on a higher platform. But it's a good game. All right, Eric, what have you been playing, man?
Well, hold on a second. Freak5KS says, this is how Frank has lived so long. He's eaten the souls of Kaijudo and Pandalicious. I'm sorry to tell you, Freak, but Kaijudo doesn't have a soul.
I think Panda is still alive.
Panda's still alive, for sure.
Yeah. No, she's not.
I keep hoping
she can. You keep telling us this, Frank, but we just...
I see her... Well, I don't see her post as frankly on Facebook as I have, but she's still around.
Frank has all the passwords, and he logs in every once in a while to make sure people don't suspect him.
Oh, get out of here.
Anyways, what I've been playing, when I wasn't walking around Vegas, I was playing, and when I was on the plane, I played a little bit of Stella Glow and Cold Realize, and I played a little bit of Earth Defense Force 2. I haven't really dived into that much, but if you like the Earth Defense games, if you don't know what they are, they're basically third-person shooters that are cheaply made, and you run around shooting gigantic insects like a B sci-fi movie. And that's all they're really good for. I mean, and if you don't like the game because it's stupidly simple and absurd, then you're missing the point of Earth Defense 2.
All right. What else have you been playing, man?
I also played Legend of Heroes Trail in the Sky SC. And it's a fun game, but it just like the first game, it starts off slow. I haven't got to the really good part yet.
I haven't played it yet. So
now, the game kind of tricked me, because like, in the prologue, it appears as if they had switched from walking around everywhere to having a selection of where to go on the map screen, just go to a new area, but you still have to walk around everywhere after chapter one starts.
Yeah.
I wish that they had implemented fast travel, but since the maps are small enough and you can usually avoid most enemies, I guess it's not that big of a problem, but it could have been a nice bonus.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says 10,000 BC is finally getting a game tie-in with Far Cry Primal. He says DLC will be Frank Branches with the Spear of Exile. So that's
anyway. So the only other
his earlier line about that, did you, Frank?
I did not.
The only
his favorite
game
movie is 10,000 BC because it brings back memories of your high school prom.
We skip over things like that.
Did you wear a loincloth to the prom, or was that just regular wear?
Please, he was in the buff.
You son of bitches. Oh, fuck that. No, I had one of those, like, Flintstone things, man. Come on.
Wait, was this like ancient Greece where you oil wrestle naked?
Oh, my God. Do I need to exile all of you today?
The Spear of Exile. I'm like the Spear of Destiny.
Go ahead and repeat it in chat, Freak 5. I'll read it for you, man.
Anyways, the other game I played was... Well, I did it before the show, and I actually technically didn't finish it. I put the game on pause, and now it doesn't take priority while we're still doing the show. I hope it still holds together by the time we're done. But I got through the first episode of Telltale Games of Thrones.
Yeah. All right. Brake, what have you been playing, sir?
All right. Let me see here. I'm playing Halo 5. I love the rec system in it because it's basically a loot system. And, you know, that's... I was a huge fan of Diablo back in the day, so I'm a big fan of loot systems. Let me see, Final Fantasy Record Keeper, which basically I'm an addict. And I've been playing a little bit more of Killer Instinct, which, oh my God, that game kills my hand. I need a freaking joystick for that game.
Yeah, for sure, dude. For sure, for sure.
Like after playing it for a couple hours, like the next day, both of my wrists were fucking like just killing me. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I've been doing some research into, I've been looking into Killer Instinct, and it's like I don't have access to an Xbox One, but the more I see of it, the more impressed I am. Just like the amount of effort they put in, it kind of reminds me of SNK and their glory days.
Yeah, Wyland.
I've been liking it. It's a lot of fun. I bought another character.
Yeah.
Because they've been selling them, I think, like each week. They're selling one character for a dollar. So, but the good news is it's my character. The Orchid was a buck, and that's my.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the thing. They've got that break. They've got that Shadow Jago thing going on, and apparently he's not going to be available after like January 15th. So you might want to jump on it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is he $5 too?
I think so.
Because most of the characters are like $5 a piece.
Yeah, I think it is 15, but it's like apparently he's exclusive to this particular offer.
Oh, I did not know that. I might have to pick him up because he is kind of cool looking.
That sounds slightly annoying.
Yeah.
Basically, he looks like Jago with his mouth split open. Like, it's like, like kind of undead Jago. Looks pretty badass.
Freak 5 is exiled from chat.
Also, I wasn't here last week to promote it, but my review of Xenoblade Chronicles X is up.
Oh, cool.
Freak 5 Chaos in chat says, Frank took his wife to prom, and this is why he was exiled. But that's just because no other woman had been born yet.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You had to read it, didn't you? All right, let's move on. Mug, I'll read your Would You Rather in just a minute, Freak. Mug, what have you been playing?
Would You Rather.
Yeah, we got a Would You Rather. What have you been playing?
I've been playing – I picked up since it was on sale and I had some credit. I had picked up Far Cry 4 and Final Fantasy 7 on PlayStation 4.
Oh,
so I've been messing with those.
All right, that's cool.
And
Raylan in chat asked about
Final Fantasy VII.
Go ahead, Mug. Mug, you there?
Yeah.
My question is to Mug, so but go ahead.
Yeah, but I've been playing Final Fantasy VII on PS4. And the game has these built-in cheat codes where you just click the thumbsticks and you get stuff out of them. And it's like one of them is like infinite hit points, magic points, and limit break. And one of them is three times the speed. And another one is just turn off all of random encounters. So, you know, by judicious use of these three things, you can make the game a lot more enjoyable, I found.
Oh, my God.
Man, I've beaten the game like three times.
I think
times
you could do that on the PC version as well. So, but is there any, like, features that like, mods have made to the PC version that somehow got over to the PS4 version?
I don't know. I think that those three cheat codes things were added to the iOS port.
Hmm.
Which is what the PS4 port was based on.
Oh. So I wonder how good the quality actually is. So.
What were you going to say, Break? You had a question for Mug?
Oh, Waylon was he's saying that it's starting on the 18th?
What's starting on the 18th?
On the Shadow Jago sale. Does it start December 18th?
I think so. It starts in December and it goes through January. So
okay.
I know it's supposed to be only like a month long, so you might want to get on that.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I'll pick him up. Wayland, apparently, he got it on day one. He already has Shago, he calls him.
Yeah.
Okay. Shago.
All right, Freak 5 poses the question. Would you
and yes, yeah, by the way, if you didn't know, Mario, like, Wayland's really good at fighting games, so, like, really, he does just want to kick my ass and humiliate me.
Yeah.
He beat me 17 times in a row on Marvel vs. Capcom 3 until I finally beat him with Phoenix, because I cheesed it and turned it to Dark Phoenix.
I will fight Waylon
I'm fine with playing. Like I've gotten my ass beaten in arcade, you know, where I'm like popping quarter and can't beat the guy. Like, God damn it, 50 more cents. I'm gonna fucking beat you.
Yeah,
I didn't beat you. God damn it.
I just don't want to embarrass everybody, including Waylon, so that's why I'm not playing that game. Freak 5 asking chat, would you rather watch Freddy Got Fingered or jerk off an elephant? That's an easy one for me. I'll watch Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah,
I think that's
jerking off an elephant would probably result in you dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, he does that in the movie. Like, I don't understand why he would think that's funny. Like, most of the movie, I'm just sitting there like, why does he think this is funny?
Yeah.
Who thought this was funny?
When somebody else.
It's funny, and Brad did.
When somebody else is writing for Tom Green, he's okay. When Tom Green gets involved in the writing, that's where it gets shady. I did see, speaking of bestiality type shit, there was a story about a woman who – or was it a guy? I think it was a guy that was getting anally handled by a horse and ended up dying. Like that – like, you know, the horse –
Yeah, I saw that story, and yes, that is easily what can happen.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's actually happened a few times, I think.
That's a way to go, huh? First thing you know, you're having sex with a horse. Next thing you know,
Freak got it. Freak 5 Chaos in chat says Freak got his ass beaten in arcades because the bullies were stealing his quarters. Thanks for bringing it up, Freak 5 Chaos. Oh, thanks.
Man. All right, let's
no, Brad, fuck you. Fuck you.
I don't know what's going on over there, but
you put
let's
link to their YouTube thing. It's like I clicked it up and I saw like the title of it's this clip from Freddy Got Fingered, and I click it off immediately. No, I will not watch it.
All right, let's move on, guys. Stink of the week, Eric. Let's start with
Freddy
yours.
Got Fingered is a new Rickroll. Fuck.
I don't. Oh man. All right, Eric, what is your stink of the week?
My stink of the week is I Got Suma Entertainment's Disillusion. They basically effective immediately as of, well, I think the report was last night, but I think it applies to today. But basically, they had financial difficulties, so they shut down. And it originally opened in 1997, and they primarily focused on titles for Nintendo handhelds, and there's like one Wii U game attributed to them. And the first game was Poke Inu Pocket Dogs for the Game Boy Advance in 2004, which, what were they doing the previous 7 years? Probably being the accounting firm that they originally started out as. But anyways, they also were responsible for bringing Fifth Cell's original Drawn to Life game to Japan.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And one of its more recent and notable releases was Code of Princes, even though Code of Princes, it was a fun enough game, but it had FPS problems and the combat felt loose a little, and it didn't jive with the frame rate problems. Hmm. But you can get it cheap on an Atlas
jive,
sale.
J-I-B, as in boy, E, not jive.
What?
Jive. It's, the word is jibe.
Oh, you're talking about jibe. Something in chat?
No, I'm talking about you.
Well, jive.
It does not jibe with something. It's not it's not B as in Victor. It's B as in Brava.
I'm not saying B.
Yeah, open your
ears. It is B. It is B as in Bravo.
What? Anyways.
Or as in Brad. Brad,
I
Brad
thought it was
like adding that in. It's jibe. Boy.
Nothing like a grammatical correction.
Doing that crazy hand gesture. Oh. Damn it. I hate you people for bringing that into my head.
It's correcting a malapropism.
So. Oh my
Anyways, it says it also brought Nick's Quest to the Japanese Nintendo Wii and Sayonara Umehara Kawase Plus the PlayStation Vita, and then they later ported that to Steam, and they also brought the original Umehara Kawase and Umehara Kawase Plus, or Shun, to the Steam as well. I have a review copy of Shun for Steam, but I should be honor bound to finish the review because the original developer of the game probably deserves it, but it's not like I can reply back to the person who sent me the code, I think, at this point. Mm. Games are still up on Steam, which means that until all their assets are liquidated, I guess they'll stay up there. And the developer will probably have to either self-publish or find another publisher. Mm. Otherwise, I'll have to take them down.
It's never a good thing when...
the 3DS version game was published by Natsume, so that might still be around.
Yeah. Never a good thing when a developer shuts down unless it's a real shitty developer.
Even more so the point, this company hasn't been around very long, and they didn't get a chance to become something bigger. And that's the real tragedy, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's always sad.
It's always sad, but to be honest, I've never...
If it's the nature of the business.
It is, and I've never heard of any of these games, which is,
You don't remember Code of Princess?
Code of Princess, very... like,
you can get it on the eShop for $10 and one of... or like around $10. It's probably more like $14.
It's
but
the only thing, but... like, seriously, like this...
Atlas is always having sales on it.
Yeah, so, there you go. Dungeon Buster, you're classic, man. All right, let's move on to the next Stinko, Breakman.
Let me see here. My Stinko goes to... this is sports-related, sorry, guys. It goes to baseball, and... I don't know if you've been listening, Frank, or paying attention, but I'm sure you know Aroldis Chapman. I'm sure you've heard his name.
Yeah, I have. He signed
okay.
somebody else.
Well, the Reds are a bad team right now. They've got basically one good player and then a lot of scrubs. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to, and well, actually, a couple. They had a couple good players, and Aroldis Chapman is one of the one of these really good players, and they wanted to trade him to get some better pieces for him. Well, it turns out this guy apparently was beating his girlfriend about a couple months ago, and this happened in Florida, in his home in Florida, so nobody up here knew about it. And then he was shooting his gun out. Now, the problem is, he's a Cuban national. He is not American. You're not allowed to have a gun.
No. No, not at all.
So this jackass is screwing up my whole team.
Screwing up your whole team, yeah.
Yeah, because they can't trade him. They're stuck with him for the moment. They can't do a damn thing with him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, just why are you touching a woman in the first place? Breakband is killing the English language. I'm sorry, man. I'm still trying to get over this.
Eric is killing the English language.
Maury is killing this show, is what Maury is doing.
Well, so, now that I know I was wrong, I'll correct it in the future, and I'll like break. I'll actually remember.
Oh God, you guys suck.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do.
This show.
So that's my stinko. Like, yeah, just. I have no patience for anybody who puts their hand on somebody else. Like, especially if you're dating somebody, why? Or you're married to somebody, like, fucking why?
Right. I don't know why Brad's comment would make any more or less sense if they weren't transgender.
Break. I would like to put my hands on you.
Oh.
Ooh. No, not in that way. I was talking in a violent manner.
Sounds kind of sexy. I think he likes your voice, Break. That's Break. For after the show.
That wasn't Break.
Oh, that was bad. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Mug, your stinko of the week. Speaking of.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, Maury, if you're going to put it that way, then either use is fine, because then I could translate dancing with as in how the game flows.
Oh my God! That's
not even close to what the word means.
Let's move on.
I have no idea what just happened.
Mug.
Anyway.
Yes.
Are we asking my stinko here?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Besides what had just happened.
Shut up.
Oh my God.
Shut up. Yeah. My stinko is people at the unemployment office not doing their job, because I had to go in for a run of the mill unemployment assessment appointment, which is. You know, standard issue shit.
Yeah.
I went on Wednesday, and I went to go file my claim on Thursday, and it said, your account has been flagged because you didn't attend unemployment that you were supposed to. Fuck you, I did. I was there yesterday. So I don't get any money until that's taken care of. So I'm waiting on that. And that's fucking annoying.
So also, not to be rude, but so you're surprised that a government employee is not on their job?
That's exactly. A good point. On the other hand, I also finished Assassin's Creed Unity, and I was so fucking insulted by how bad the ending was that I just stopped the game immediately. I was like, I'm getting rid of this. This is garbage. Oh.
I'm not happy to hear that. I like the game.
Yeah, I liked the game too until I finished it, and I was like, wow, there's absolutely no progress for the overarching story at all. They introduced a piece of Eden right at the very end of the game, and think, okay, maybe this will be something major. Nope. And literally the last bit of it says, you know, like these people in the present, that they say, like, we'll be in touch so long, fuck you, and they're just gone. And then it just spends like 20 fucking minutes going through the goddamn credits. Hated it.
I hate that.
I was so, so not happy with that.
Space Odyssey is...
That makes me sad. I got a sad face.
You want to talk long cutscenes? That's the biggest cutscene ever.
Break. Unless you are seriously really enjoying the game, if you're hoping for any plot resolution out of it, you won't get any.
Okay. Well, at least I know that going into it now.
Yeah.
I probably will never finish it, but I like just climbing his buildings and going through people's homes.
It's not a terrible game in and of itself, yeah. But as an installment of Assassin's Creed, if you're hoping for any kind of any kind of movement of the overarching plot at all? Nothing.
Are you talking about Syndicate or are you talking about Unity?
Unity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Is that it on that, Mug?
That's it for me.
All right. Mine is, what is it about Christmas? Like, almost everybody that I know lives check to check, right? I mean, that's kind of the way of the world.
Freak Flash stinkos that he doesn't have any stinkos. There we go.
Okay, there you go.
Well, we hate it.
What is it about Christmas like that? I mean, it's definitely a materialistic holiday, but I always find myself during Christmas like getting myself deeper in a hole financially. You know, it's like you cannot resist. Like I can't resist getting little things here and there. It's not that I'm like hurting for money or anything like that, but it's like everybody lives check to check, and when you add in Christmas, it puts you even further.
Can we call it black hole-mas then?
It is. It's black hole-mas. That's
it's because everywhere you go, you're inundated with here's a sale, here's a sale. When you turn on the television, sale, sale, sale.
The sales start after Thanksgiving.
Sale, sale, sale.
Yeah. No, that's
you're
exactly
inundated with the word S-A-L-E. It's just everywhere you go.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says, AC Syndicate's great. That actually moves the arc. I think we were talking about Unity, but yeah, the name of this show is going to be
Rogue, by the way.
Which one?
Assassin's Creed Rogue.
No, I have not. But that's going to be the name of this episode, Black Holmas, because I'm telling you, Christmas, man, it always fucks you up. All right, let's move on to our sweetos. Moria, you have a sweeto for us.
I do, actually. I found out, actually, just right before the show that I have a new job starting on January 1st.
Oh, shit. Right on, man. Good
congratulations.
And what's nice is that the basically I'll be working for the same firm that my wife works for.
Yeah.
And it'll make things much more streamlined. We won't have to worry about losing what benefits we have. And I'll be able to, and they don't deal with drug testing because he doesn't give a shit about that. So I can actually smoke again.
Yeah. That's cool, man. Right on. Well, congratulations on that, man. I was.
Oh yeah, I just remembered. You can get Assassin's Creed China on PSN for like $2.15 or something.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that mug for sure, man. That's good news, man. We worried about you for a minute, but. Glad that's finally coming together for you, man, for sure.
Yeah, and
that font magic, but that's pretty cool.
What's next, Maury? I'm sorry.
Yeah, actually, remember I told you guys about how the problems I had with the Evil Within on PS4?
Yes, yes.
Well, I put in my, I told you I contacted someone at Sony Customer Support, and a few days later, I actually got my money back. They took the Evil Within out of my library, and they gave me back my $28 or whatever.
Oh, well, that's good, man.
Yeah, it's
that's...
like I'm one of the few who's ever actually managed to get a refund out of PSN.
Yeah, so well, that's cool, man. Evil Within is a pretty good game, man.
I can see why some people might like it. It didn't perform well. Like, it just had a lot of frame rate issues.
Yeah.
And
I wonder how the Steam version is.
Probably better, but like the emphasis on stealth as opposed to action, when the game seems to kind of be geared toward action in the same kind of sense as our Resident Evil 4, it just didn't work for me.
I think there's actually genius in that mug. I have not personally played it, but I watched a whole walkthrough of the game, and I know what you're talking about. It seems like the pace is too frenetic for stealth, but overall, I think that adds to the chaos and the dread that you feel in that game, so... I kind of like it, man. I guess my
problem with it was that it had the same kind of pace as Resident Evil 4, with lots of enemies coming after you.
Yeah,
but unless you're, really, really clever and figure out stuff really quickly, then you have no chance of surviving.
Yeah, it's one of those games that you kind of have to be quick on your...
I mean, you have to get everything perfectly, and it's like it's very trial and error based.
Yeah, yeah,
and
it is.
That kind of shit just pisses me off.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I played Silent Hill Homecoming, and it was kind of like that. It's like, oh, we're going to make a survivor horror game, but we're going to put a large emphasis on combat. Too bad the combat actually sucks.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says he needs to finish Evil Within. Yeah, I'd suggest it.
I barely beat the first boss, and threw away the game by after.
That's how I felt. Like very, very shortly after, there's a place where, and this was my stopping point, where you were in this room. It's like this pool of blood. It's like you can drain the pool. It's like you go up to this door. It's a small room with a couple little areas, and then you wind up with like 8 or 9 enemies all coming after you at once. But it's not like Resident Evil 4, where you have a ton of ammunition to take them on. I mean, and in Resident Evil 4, even with a ton of ammunition, you're fighting a bunch of enemies. That's still a challenge. This is like, basically, it's like the same engine as Resident Evil 4, except you don't have the ammunition to take them all on, so you better find another way of dealing with them. Yeah. And it's just, I don't have the patience for this shit.
Yeah,
I mean, I tried it like 10 times. I kept getting killed. And it's like, fuck this.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. I get frustrated like that too, Mark. Freak5 says his sweeto was Tuesday was his 18-year anniversary at his job. Congrats, dude. That's awesome.
That is an awesome thing.
Yeah, Brad. Brad, I skipped you over on the Stinkos, so let's go ahead and do a double dose of Stinkos and Sweetos with you, if you have any.
What?
Stinkos or Sweetos? Do you have anything that pissed you off this week or made you feel good? Anything like that?
Let me see. Next weekend is my 29th birthday.
Hold on. Let me ask a real quick question. Are you in the same bathroom as Moria?
Yeah,
I am. But
No, they're in a closet like John Travolta.
Yeah, they're in the closet, you know.
Oh my God, Tom. Yeah, come out of the closet.
Yeah, so 29th birthday. That's awesome. Anything that pissed you off last week, Brad?
Pissed me off. What?
Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to a concert this weekend for my birthday, which is pretty awesome.
Well, that's cool.
But something that pissed me off, no, I'm a pretty happy dude, I guess.
Yep.
What shitty band are you going to... I mean, where are you going to go see?
Yeah, which shitty band?
I'm going to see a band called Baroness. They're actually out of Savannah, Georgia, and they're from Savannah, and I'm going to see them in Savannah, so it's pretty awesome.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All right, my sweeto of the week, guys. I have to mention this. I'm a big Bronco fan, so it did not pay me in the least to see the Patriots lost again. So there's that. You should be really happy, Brake, because
The Patriots losing sent the Bengals in the number one spot.
Yeah, not for long. We still got you guys here in Denver.
I know, so we got to play, but first we got to play the Steelers on Sunday. God, I hate the Steelers.
We get the Steelers, too. What is it about the fucking Steelers, man?
They are one of the cheapest fucking teams, and Bengals have to play them twice a year.
Yeah.
And they're complaining because in the last game there was a dirty kind of like hit by Vontaze Burfict. I kind of agree. I think it was a little bit dirty. But the Steelers have been doing that to us for 30 years at least. Like these cheap-ass hits and celebrations about it. And then they're like, ha-ha, take it.
Yeah.
We do it to them once, and it's like this major criminal act.
Yeah, the Steelers are fucking
I'm not happy with the Steelers or their fan base.
Yeah, they're a dirty team, man.
Usually their fan base doesn't annoy me because I work with their fans and, you know, stuff like that. But when you start complaining about a cheap hit, when your team is one of the most notorious cheap hit teams.
Dude, you should have seen the Patriots fans after we beat them, man. I should have gave them.
Oh, I did see a lot of Twitter stuff.
Yeah, did you see
that? That was ridiculous. Shit?
Yeah, they were complaining. They were saying, Gronk got injured. That's why we lost. I'm like, really? We didn't have Peyton fucking Manning at quarterback. Stupid assholes.
Yeah, no, you had a rookie quarterback. Yeah. Wasn't that his first game?
Well, it was his first game starting. No, second game. Second game starting.
Well, still, I mean, his second starting game.
Yeah, I know, man. And we still beat him. It's like,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Ugh, God, whatever.
And that dude is freaking tall, by the way.
Oh, he is, man. He's the tallest quarterback in the league. But
That was crazy to see him throwing down the table. Anyway, sorry. I think everybody wants us to get off sports.
I think I'm going to hang up on Mug, man. I can't stupid shit. All right.
The guys in chat wanted it to happen.
No, I'm sorry about like people bitching about things. Like it's just a game.
And then they bitch about fucking injuries. Really, motherfuckers? I would compare our injuries. To
and then Brad goes ghosting.
I'll have an ancillary.
They're everywhere.
I'll have an ancillary Sleeto to breaks. The fact that the Bengals won a game.
Yeah, there
but
you go.
But they're, considering their opponents, it's not a big victory in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, they were fighting the Browns.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And then also on my sweetos is this show called With Bob and David. I don't know if anybody has seen what was it, Mr. Show with Bob Odenkirk and David Cross. They did another show on Netflix called With Bob and David, and it's fucking hilarious. I highly recommend watching that. Also, just today, right before I got on the show and picked up my kids, I saw Night Before, the new Seth Rogen movie. It's not great. It's not one of the greatest movies I've seen from Seth Rogen. I'm kind of a fan of Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen. But this movie was worth watching. It's pretty funny, pretty witty. Has a decent message. There's some shit I didn't like in it, but I highly recommend.
Is that some shit just Seth Rogen-ness?
No, I like Seth Rogen-ness for the most part, but I think that he's running out of material. Like, everything is drug-based with him now, which
that's what I meant.
I understand. I understand most of that humor, but with Seth Rogen, it's kind of getting...
He's getting to the Adam Sandler point, basically.
The drugs jokes... Honestly, I think that's like for 21-year-olds.
Cheech and Chong for a new generation.
And I'm getting closer to 35, so
they
no.
work. For the most part, they work, but I just felt it got a little tired.
Basically,
the
he's the same guy in every type of movie he's in. Like I was saying, like Adam Sandler.
He's gonna be in a Hangover type movie, but to get to a point where it wasn't Hangover.
Yeah, you're right.
Same thing over and over again.
Yeah, you're right, Brake.
This new movie that's coming out around Christmas.
I don't mind
hanging out with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and a couple other dudes. They're getting crunk on Christmas or something. Supposed to be Jewish.
That's the one I saw. It's called Night Before, man. And it's actually – it's a decent movie. I would give it a solid 7 out of 10. I'd highly recommend watching it. But it, like I said, it's just getting a little bit old. It's not – like I said, I'm a Seth Rogen fan. It's just – it's almost getting to the point where it is getting a little too saturated.
The Night Before, otherwise known as Dude, Where's My Car?
No, it's better than Dude, Where's My Car.
Yeah, of course. Those guys are annoying.
It's not bad. That movie's not bad. It's good to watch while you're stoned. That's
pretty or The cool. Hangover. Yeah.
No. It's good to watch while you're stoned.
Yeah, pretty much.
That is a box quote.
In other words, it's not good at all, but if you're stoned, you won't give a fuck.
Gripper wants to be exiled. He says, Frank often recalls a time before the police and Kickstarter existed. You son of a bitch. There you go.
Anyways, my stinko would be Vegas, so you can skip over me.
That's your stinko?
Sweeto, sorry.
Yeah. You're sweeto. I didn't skip over you. I'm getting to you, man. Go for it.
That's all I really have to say. Vegas.
Vegas is an amazing place. I love Vegas, man.
Ka's a good show.
Which one? Oh, Ka. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see any of the Cirque du Soleil, but, you know.
That kind of sucks.
There was a Cirque du Soleil called Zumanity, which is an 18-plus rated.
That would have been fine to go to. I'm actually going
to see Cirque du Soleil. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's really
on mushrooms. Brad like wanted to add that like on mushrooms is the best place to see Cirque du Soleil.
That would be cool, too. That would be really cool. That would be a real Vegas.
Frank is a hunter-gatherer. Sadly, all he hunts is this week.
Mug is exiled, you son of a bitch. Exiled!
Frank also often recalls the time before trains.
Oh my god. Freak 5,
that's why he hates trains so much.
Freak 5 is exiled by proxy because Mug read his comment. I'll let you go.
I think the problem that Frank has with trains is because they scare him because they're new technology.
Oh my god, you son of a bitch.
Unfrozen caveman lawyers, Frank.
Trains are the most worthless fucking vehicles on the planet, man. Fucking trains, man. All right, let's move on. Reviews. Eric, you got a quick review?
Also, I had not flown before Vegas, and I've flown, and it's not bad at all.
No, it's awesome.
We took Southwest, so that's probably why. We didn't have to deal with the bullshit of Delta or American.
Yeah, it's really no bullshit.
Flying is no big deal.
No, it's not. It's
basically cool. It's basically an Airbus. That's pretty much.
Really. All right, Eric, did you already review the Peanuts movie, or do you want?
No, I haven't even got an opportunity because you weren't here the one day, and I didn't want to review it without you.
All right, let's do it.
I wasn't here last week.
Let's do it, man. Peanuts movie, real quick.
Peanuts, real quick. It's basically a medley of all the Peanuts specials that existed, except for the Great Pumpkin, because fuck that movie.
Jesus, man, really?
Damn, man.
Tell us how you really
feel.
Tell us
what you really feel.
Anyways, it's cute, but I guess they couldn't. They were. They did. They didn't want to do new material, so they just threw together all those things that they had done up to that point.
Okay. Well, let me ask.
That encapsulate the entire Peanuts experience.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like it did justice to the Peanuts brand?
I think so. The one thing I didn't really care for was the look of the CG. I mean, I think it was a good idea to. It was kind of a good idea to make the characters look nice, but they decided to keep the same frame rate of the original animation, so it's kind of odd looking in those parts.
I think that might be very much kind of a personal preference sort of thing.
Yes, but I think they could have. I think it was weird having Snoopy talk, because like. He has inner monologue, and that's when you actually hear him talk. Because you know he doesn't talk anywhere else. But
well, the weird thing was that in the old, in the comic strip, he always talked.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be able to tell what he was thinking otherwise.
Right.
But
I mean, it's weird. It's weird to see it in animation because it's never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, and that was a weird, kind of an odd directorial choice. When they first started animating the series, just to make Snoopy silent, other than the weird noises he would occasionally make.
Yeah, but I mean, you always got the sense of what Snoopy was feeling just by his actions, you know.
Having him talk. I mean, as long as he's not talking out loud, it's truer to the comics that way.
Yeah. Weiland says he has Evil Dead Extended Edition to watch sometime. He burned it to Blu-ray. I don't know what that means.
So yeah, I asked for a score. I'll give it a 7.5.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What's in the Extended Edition, Weiland? Because I have not seen the Extended Edition. So, and I did like the new Evil Dead. I thought it was cool.
They did cut some stuff out from the trailer.
Yeah.
There was like that, you know, that we're gonna get you. That was in the trailer and never appeared in the movie.
Yeah. So I don't think we have a free for all topic at all, do we guys at all? Not really.
I'm free. Free falling.
Free balling.
Yeah.
Oh my bad. I always get those lyrics wrong. You're right.
Like, as in you're going commando.
If I could afford to go see one of his like $1 billion concerts, I would know that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Exactly.
Break. Freak is asking you, Break, if you've gotten to see Ash versus Evil Dead yet?
No, not yet.
I haven't gotten to see it. I keep hearing great things.
First episode and it's fucking awesome. It encapsulates everything Evil Dead.
I know. I want to see it so bad. Waylon does say that the stuff in the trailer is in the extended version.
Oh, shit. Cool. I need to watch that.
Of Evil Dead.
Yeah, because I remember the trailer. The trailer. The trailer was awesome, and then you watch the movie, and it was still good, but there was stuff in the trailer that was missing out.
I used to watch so many movies when I was young, but when I got older, I have so little time to watch a movie. It's like I could play video games or I could watch a movie, so I'm just so behind. I haven't seen the remake of Evil Dead.
Lately I've been so tired that watching a movie is my choice. Like,
I hope I can see Creed this weekend.
Oh, Creed's awesome, man.
Yeah, I've heard great things about Creed, like surprisingly good things about Creed.
I didn't even see the last Rocky movie.
Oh, dude, the last...
Yeah, I didn't see Balboa either.
Oh, you guys should watch Balboa, man. Balboa's fucking badass.
I had no interest after Rocky 5.
Reactivate my Netflix subscription.
Oh, dude, Rocky Balboa
was...
Rocky 5 was bad, but Rocky Balboa's was awesome, man. That was a great movie.
I thought Rocky Balboa was actually pretty deep. It wasn't a fantastic movie.
I thought it was a great movie.
What it was.
No, it's a great movie, and it's a good lead-in to Creed. Like, you got to watch Balboa before you watch Creed, for sure. Like, that for sure. Like, you have to watch those.
I thought it was a better movie than Rambo 4.
I liked Rambo 4 quite a bit. I thought they did a really... Sylvester Stallone...
I thought it was okay. Well, I didn't hate it, but it wasn't.
Wasn't Rambo 4 just called Rambo?
Yeah, and he did a really good job of updating.
Was there also
it for
another
audiences?
First Blood too?
Yeah, but this one, dude, like it's just different. I mean, it's really bloody and gory and all that type of shit. But they did a good job.
So there's no tank ramming a helicopter.
No, none of that. It's just
it's not super cheesy.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says
that happened in the third. Rocky. Just saying. Yeah.
Dungeon Buster says Rocky Balboa is really good. It definitely is really good. I dig that movie quite a bit.
I thought I should add something here. This is going back.
It's called Creed because of Apollo Creed, Brad.
Yeah. I wanted to add something that I just saw on Kinja. It said Nintendo's 2DS is down to $80 complete with a game. So that's a pretty damn good deal. You need to get Mario Kart 7 or Yo-Kai Watch.
Yeah, that's a good deal, for sure. It's a great deal. But 2DS, I've never had any desire for that. I do have a desire for the new 3DS just because Xenoblade, but whatever. Yeah. But yeah, Rocky Balboa is a good movie. Creed is definitely a good movie. It's really good. I like Creed quite a bit. Not the band, the movie. So let's just get that straight.
Yeah, right now. So you need to clarify that.
So you know what? Let me ask. We can continue this discussion next week, but maybe next week. I want to know you guys' favorite Christmas themed movie or music. Bring like.
Well, I can
to the
give
table.
You that answer right now.
Let's save it.
Christmas carols I like.
Let's save it for next week.
Right. It's a song or movie, so you don't have to answer the song.
Yeah, let's music or movie, if there's something in particular that you like, and also something that you hate, a movie that you just don't like. Or
that's not what the song was called.
I know.
She's All the Ways the Worst.
Yeah.
And they were Santa Claus is probably the best I've seen.
Dungeon Buster brought
up. There's my answer already.
No, don't answer till next week.
You'll all forget anyway.
No, I won't. I won't forget that. That's what we're gonna do next week. A matter of fact, next week let's just do a free for all show. Just let's keep light on the news.
Just the focus people. I'll give them a different answer.
Yeah, let's keep light on the news, Eric. We'll just do a free for all next week. Stuff like that, and then we'll decide if anybody's going to be.
Well, it depends on if the news itself is late.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Dungeon Buster says Krampus seems interesting.
I've heard some very bad things about that movie.
I've seen really good things about Krampus.
It looks stupid as fuck.
My friends really liked that movie. I saw the preview and had no interest, but my friends seem to really enjoy it. So I don't know. I'm really torn. I have a thing about horror movies that are rated PG-13. Like, there's no way they could be good.
I disagree with that.
Also, any of the Christian properties.
Every once in a while, there is a good one.
The Ring was PG-13, and it was awesome.
Every once in a while, there's a good horror movie. It's PG-13, but for the most part, no.
I disagree with that. I could come up with quite a few that are PG-13 that are pretty good, man. What was it? I think The Gift was PG-13, if I'm not mistaken, and that's a
Gift. What was The Gift?
Yeah, let's see what else. I don't know. We'll talk.
Well,
about
what's more, you say? Welcome their further.
Yeah, I'm making fun of Creed. It's like with for the friends.
See, I've never heard a Creed song, so I'm glad I'm.
I said in chat, if you look up Creed in a dictionary. The definition is worst band ever.
Yeah, it's we're come true to this curse, I'll show you everything.
So, yeah. We should read chat in a Creed voice. Yeah. I've heard people calling him Gremlin.
You know what? I will say my favorite.
You almost sound like a country singer or something.
I am glad that Creed existed for the sole fact that, because the
Standard singer
used to go off about how we're the best band ever because we're Christians and we're righteous, stuff like that. Well, he ended up in a life of prostitution and drug use or some shit that.
Dude,
you
got to see the YouTube video.
Holier than thou, fucker.
You got to see it. It's Scott Stapp, Mighty Scott Stapp, former lead singer of Creed. You should see his plea on YouTube.
Yeah, we're the best band ever because we're with God.
Dude, he's
righteous.
You should see his video on YouTube, dude. He's poor. He's homeless poor. He's saying that the studio screwed him over of Creed money and all this shit, man. It's crazy.
When I say life of prostitution, I mean with prostitutes, not him prostituting himself. That I know.
Brad is exiled again, so there you go. You got that on your resume.
I would just like to say that Freak5Chaos said that the Poltergeist remake was better than he thought it would be. And that movie was fucking awesome.
No, it was not. I agree with Freak5. No. I totally disagree. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was great.
I don't see how it could be good without Craig T. Nelson.
Oh, dude. Fucking, what's his face was in that movie? I thought it was
no
right.
Pacing. Sam Rockwell. No fucking plot.
No, it was okay. It was good.
No,
it was not.
Yeah, it was terrible. And you
were it was enjoyable, son of a bitch.
You're a terrible person for liking it.
You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Exiled! All right. I think that's going to do it for this week. I'd like to thank Brad for joining the show. Guys, unless you have anything else, let's do the plugs. Let's start with does anybody have anything else before we wrap up here? Anything?
Wait, did we do Sweetos? Because I don't think I did my Sweeto.
Yeah.
I did Sweetos. Oh. Remember I talked about my new job?
Yeah.
But I never did my Sweeto.
Well, then do your Sweeto, dude.
My Sweeto goes to what?
Yeah.
Do your Sweeto and be quick about it.
Yeah. All right, my Sweeto goes to in Cincinnati. Just yesterday, the city council voted to pass a law to make it illegal to make anti-conversion therapy illegal.
Nice.
Oh.
Yes.
That's good.
Yay.
Yeah. Finally, some progress in Ohio.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, is that like all kinds of anti-conversion or just gay anti-conversion?
I don't know if it's all kinds. I know it's like specifically, though, for like anybody who's trying to turn a gay person straight, basically. That's led to a lot of suicide for young teenage LGBT kids. Yeah. That conversion therapy, as well as kids that are who have come out of it and are now really confused as adults. You know, it's just it's something that was pretty horrible and it needed to go.
Yeah, that's terrible shit when people do that, man, for sure.
Yeah, they don't. Kids don't need to be told what is natural to them is wrong, and you know, unless it's like some crazy shit like killing people or something.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. But they need support, not to be told. That's not right. It's just – but it's cool.
Mug is exiled.
All right, you.
Mug is exiled. Let's start with you, Brake. We'll start with you on your plugs, please.
Okay. So I'm going to plug the city of Cincinnati because that's a good job. I'm approved.
Speaking of Cincinnati, can I just say one thing? I figured out only a couple years ago that it just occurred to me. You know the old show WKRP?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. KRP was meant to signify crap. It's true. That's why they did WKRP.
That's awesome, actually. Freak5 just joined us back in the chat. Welcome back, Freak5.
Yeah, I was never really big into that show. I know like there's a lot of people like, oh, it's the greatest show ever around here, especially.
But I like that show. It was fun.
I like a lot of old sitcoms and stuff. I just – that was never my thing.
It's a fun show. You guys are cynics.
I can still sing the theme to WKRP.
Oh, my God. Let's not do it, Mug. Let's just –
got Tom Tom.
Oh, my God.
Pack it.
He's doing it. I just hung up. I hung up.
I have a proposal.
I tried.
Do you all want to take a sabbatical so we can see your Force Awakens?
What? When?
What? I'm going to go see it and do the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you bastard, you hung up on me.
I did not, you son of a bitch. You hung up on yourself.
Actually, after the show, I got to buy my ticket for the...
Oh,
for
shit, I got to do that too, man. God damn.
Well, I really have to do that.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're wanting to do it for Thursday night, that's done.
I'm thinking Saturday.
I won't be seeing the Force Awakens for...
No, you do not. You need to do your plugs now, sir. Plugs!
Okay, so follow at @break_man, at @Mrs_Break_Man, who just really talks about Yankee candles.
When are you getting married, by the way?
Yeah, and exactly. At RP Grinders.
Look how he just skipped that over, man. He's like, all right. That it, Break?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mug and Brad, your collective plugs, please.
All right. You can find me at Moria Mug, MORIYAMUG.
And Brad? Oh, I should hang up on you, you son of a bitch. Gotta be ready, man. Come on. Let's go.
Now, the real question is, should I see the 3D version?
Yes, most definitely. Go ahead, Brad. Plugs, please.
I'll be back next week. So.
All right. He'll be back next week, he says. I don't know if anybody's excited for that, Brad, but yes. we'll try. All right, Eric, let's get your plugs.
Unidentified
welcoming host, Frank.
I know, I'm so welcoming.
You can find reviews that I've written on sites like Boston Bastard Brigade and TotallyGN.com and GameTactics.com and VogNetwork.com. I'll have more up next week, hopefully, in timely fashion, but I can't promise anything because I'm at the mercy of the office. But you can also find my YouTube channel, Funny T-Man, and you can find me on Twitter at Eric Orgy.
Freak5 says you can find Moria Mug at his local orgy.
Oh boy.
I think that's true.
I haven't been to one of those in a few weeks.
Yeah, like last week, you son of
Here's a Star Wars, Force Awakens trailer. Chewbacca. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Chewbacca's a spoiler, isn't it?
Did somebody just try to exile me, you son of a bitch? You can't exile me.
You can't pre-exile the exiler.
That's right. You can't do a preemptive exile on this show. Only I can issue
that. I said freak is exile.
Oh, freak is... Only I can exile you, son of a bitch. I should hang up on you for that. God, this fucking guy, man.
Frank is gone mad of power. That's mutiny.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking mutiny, man. I swear, man. All right. Anything else, Eric? Nothing else?
If you have a Wii U, buy Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Yeah, it's an awesome
My review
game.
On Game Tactics, I gave it a 9.
Yeah.
Because somehow they managed to make two things that were in the previous game harder to do. Because you can't just switch out party members easily. And if you want to change the time of day in the game, because some parts of the game are time sensitive, you have to find the clock somewhere and just the time there. You can't do it from a menu like you could in Xenoblade.
All right. Oh, my God.
And there are a couple other things that were just off about the game.
Mug. I think this is the first time in the history of Grinders. I'm exiling three people at once.
They're not big things, but they add up and they land to a game that doesn't deserve a full score.
Freak 5, Brad,
you're
and
You're right,
Moria.
Eric. Frunk with power. You know what, Frank? Or should I call you Ahab? If you
Freak
go chase
five,
the white whale, I'm freaking
Brad,
out of here.
Dungeon Buster. Fuck you.
Buster just because.
You're cool.
Frank
Branch
is Trump.
I'm out.
You get a car.
Yeah.
You get a car. Everyone gets a car.
It's like on Half Bake. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. I'm out. No, I'm just.
Wait, who was cool? We know it's not us three.
Dungeon
who are you
Buster.
Talking about?
Dungeon Buster and Eric. That's the only.
No, you already told you.
And Wyland.
Dungeon Buster.
Wyland's cool to you. Yeah.
Okay, Wyland's the only cool one. Everybody else is gone.
And Gripper. Everybody else exiled. God damn it, fuckers! All right. Go see Night Before. I think it's a pretty decent movie. It's a good holiday movie with a couple good messages.
I'll Redbox that shit.
You son of a bitch, Eric. You're exiled too. You son of a bitch. Let's see. Freak 5 says.
I want to see The Good Dinosaur. I want to see The Force Awakens. I want to see Creed. I have to sacrifice at least one movie.
Yeah.
Sacrifice The Good Dinosaur. I've heard bad things about it.
Freak 5 says as soon as Michael gets a mixer from Jesse and we can have guests on ZA, everyone except Frank has an open invite to guests on ZA. Wow. Zombies Anonymous. You son of a bitch, Freak 5. You're exiled. God damn it. All right. Want to plug Wicked Radio Network. Make sure you check that out. A new episode of Wherewithal is out. So make sure you type in Wherewithal on iTunes. You can also go to TalkShoe, Stitcher, Wherewithal, all one word. And you can check out Whippix and I on that show talking about werewolves. Last episode was a blast. It was fun. Super funny.
So it's basically like an hour podcast of her talking about your hairy back.
Pretty much, man. I mean, that's, you know, that's goes with the territory, man. You know,
gotcha.
I mean, come on. And to the Broncos that are going to kick Brakeman's Bengals ass here in Denver.
That's a few weeks away.
I can't wait. We got
other games in between,
dude. We got to make that bet next week, dude. We have to make
that. I guess so. Not anything involving a bumpkin. Just saying.
Yeah.
Freak.
It's where with all. All one word, but like different words. Like where, W-H-E-R-E, with, W-I-T-H, and all, A-L-L. I know it's spelled
different. One of the words that's wrong.
Oh, Blumpkin. I'm sorry.
It's not wrong, you son of a bitch. It we did that on purpose.
The word
it's
is
not.
With all.
W-A-T-R-E, I'm hanging up.
W-I-T-H.
I just hung up on the son of a bitches. Yeah.
At least there's no wolf in the title.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Eric. What the hell, man? I don't know what happened there, man. You got cut off for some reason.
I don't know either. I can't.
Yeah, it's really weird. I really don't know, man. All right, until next week, go watch. Oh, that's a good bet, man. The loser has to watch Freddy Got Fingered, Freak Fox.
Oh, hell no. I'm out on that one. Because they don't have to like go buy a fucking copy of the movie.
I think that's what legitimate Guantanamo offenders deserve to watch.
Yeah, Freddy Got Fingered. You got to watch Freddy Got Fingered over and over and over and over again.
That'd right. be more effective than water torture.
Yeah. All right, everybody. I think that's it.
I would sell my country out for that. No, stop! Make it stop! I gave you the address to the president. Stop!
Oh, man. All right, that's about it, unless anybody has anything else for this week.
Frank, you suck!
Oh, shut up, you son of a bitch. Everybody stay safe this weekend. We want to make sure and see you guys back here next week.
One last thing I'd like to add.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Brad. You come on the show one time.
Serious thing. You guys know I've been translating Samurai Shodown RPG?
I have not. That's awesome.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we remember.
I told you guys this before.
Yes, he's mentioned it like 500 times. Yeah,
that probably. The drive that has all my work on it, died.
Oh, no!
Dude, that's a fucking stinko.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about it until just now. The last copy I have... Like, the only thing I have is a beta from 2008. I don't have any of my work files anymore.
Oh, my God. That sucks. You can't take the hard drive out and, like, salvage it somehow? Somewhere?
I found some guy. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Gideon Z. Yeah. It's a guy who does a whole shitload of fan translation stuff. He put me in contact with someone who's going to try and see if he can recover it.
Oh, that's cool.
And I won't have to pay, like, $1,500 for it.
Surgical awesome. Strike. Yeah.
So all right, hopefully everybody. He'll be able to find something. If not, then you'll find that old 2008 beta out on the internet soon, because that'll be it, and I will wipe my hands of the whole thing.
Yep.
No shit, I would too. Fuck, dude, that sucks.
Yep, that really sucks, man. All right.
Freak5cast asked, if I send you money for Christmas, you need to play the harmonica every week.
Exiled. Fucking exile.
I guess it wasn't more of a. It wasn't really asking. It was more of a demand.
I will do it.
Exiled. No, you will not do it.
Yes,
that's
I
what
will,
you will not do. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. We want to see you guys back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later.
Stupid.
Y'all are stupid. You guys suck. You guys all